A Washington Township Assistant Fire Chief is being held without bond in the Mahoning County Jail after pleading not guilty Tuesday in federal court to child pornography charges. Prosecutors say 58-year-old Donald Morrow faces three counts including receipt, transportation, and possession of illegal material dating back to 2009. Investigators say the case began with a tip that led to searches in May. Morrow remains suspended from fire department duties with a status conference set for June 30th. An Alliance woman accused of tampering with evidence in a fatal shooting made her first court appearance Monday. 47-year-old Aaron Barker was arraigned in municipal court where bond was set at $25,000. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for Friday. Barker is accused of returning a 9mm handgun to a West Summit Street home after it was used in the Friday shooting death of 15-year-old Kennedy Wise. Police allege Barker's 14-year-old son took the gun to the home, pointed it at Wise, and pulled the trigger, believing it was unloaded. The boy entered a not true plea Monday to charges including involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors are seeking to try him as an adult. Two suspects charged in a Canton shooting appeared in court Tuesday. Two men were near a vehicle in the 1700 block of Sherrick Road Southeast on the evening of June 16th when a side-by-side UTV arrived. Investigators say an exchange led to a shotgun being fired, striking both men in the leg. Both were taken to Altman Hospital. 21-year-old Joshua Michelle of Carroll County's Brown Township was released Monday on $75,000 bond on a charge of complicity to felonious assault. He has a preliminary hearing tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. Isaac Adkins was bound over to the Stark County Grand Jury on account of felonious assault. The Louisville Board of Education approved personnel and finance measures Monday, WDPN's David Schurer reports.
Five resignations effective in June, six hires effective on August 14 for the start of the new school year, and eight reassignments also effective in August, along with 11 student teaching agreements with various universities, received board approval. Revenue, appropriations, and financing of student events, budgets, a declaration of necessity to forego normal bidding in order to replace a water system filter, and donations of $13,000 also received approval.
Four properties across Lexington Township have been declared nuisances. Tuesday's action by trustees concerns locations on Rock Hill and Abbey Avenues, Burden Road, and Cedar Street. Issues include unsafe conditions, junk, and overgrown weeds. Trustees also approved several financial matters, including a roughly $74,000 Otarma insurance renewal, a $60,000 transfer to the road fund, and routine warrants, purchase orders, and blanket certificates totaling more than $34,000. The board approved the removal of Aaron Owens from the fire department after he was found not certified. The Friends of Stark Library is ending operations after more than 45 years of supporting library programs and services. The organization says it is disbanding due to difficulty finding new volunteer leadership. Book sales and fundraising activities will end this month. Remaining scholarship funds will be transferred to the Stark Library Foundation, while other funds will support the Dolly Parton Imagination Library and Stark Library's summer reading program. Authorities are investigating after a man's body was found in the Tuscarawas River at New Philadelphia. The discovery was reported around 3 months Monday afternoon by individuals who said they saw a body floating near the skate park area. The Times reporter says personnel with the U.S. EPA encountered the body as they were conducting research in the river. The deceased is a male believed to be in his 20s or early 30s. The body was transported to the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office. His identity has not been determined. The Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Office says there were no apparent signs of trauma. A man has been sentenced to prison for a crash that killed a Kent man in Portage County. 36-year-old Devontae Anthony of Bedford Heights will serve 3 years after pleading guilty Monday to aggravated vehicular homicide. Prosecutors say Anthony crossed a double yellow line on State Route 43 in Streetsboro in March 2024 while passing several vehicles. He crashed head-on into a car driven by 63-year-old George Shiner, who later died from his injuries. A crash in downtown Salem involving a police cruiser shut down a busy intersection Tuesday morning. State troopers tell WFMJ-TV, a commercial pickup truck ran a red light at Broadway and East State Street just after 10:15 and hit the side of a southbound patrol car. Both vehicles were damaged and towed from the scene. No injuries were reported. Troopers investigated at the intersection. Youngstown police are investigating an overnight shooting that sent two people to the hospital. Officers responded around midnight to reports of gunfire near South and East Florida Avenues on the city's south side. Investigators found more than 30 shell casings scattered across the street and sidewalk. A drone was deployed to survey the area and a vehicle was towed from the scene. No arrests have been made. Police have not released the victim's conditions or a motive. Hard liquor will not be sold at this year's Canfield Fair. In an open letter to fairgoers, the fair board says spirits such as whiskey, bourbon, and vodka will not be available, despite voters approving alcohol-related ballot issues in May. Officials say the measure provides more flexibility for future events, but any decisions on alcohol sales will be made with safety and the fair's traditions in mind. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Meir.